starting.
Just 1 second. All right, so on the Kufud Zayin, we're starting the second part of the Sefer. The first part of the second part of the Sefer. We'll see there's a second part of the first, the second part of the Sefer. And we're in the introduction. What's the difference we've been learning up to now for the last few months? Who was Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was the one that was mechadish this concept of being tested for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whatever that means, go back and do Chazorah. We're going to start dealing with Yitzchak. Who is Yitzchak and what is Yitzchak and what they're going to do with me in this generation? Arata Asaknu, the Sugya Avraham Avinu. Hezbanu Barchodesh Avraham Avinu Ayarishon Shekilez Erech Atzmo. Avraham Avinu was the one that revealed his value, his own value. He can't understand himself. His chashivoyso ha'ishit klape b'ro ilom, his own unique importance that he has by Hashem. There's tumoso in the tikkun abriah, and the ability that he has to rectify creation. He's a shooter, he's a part of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in my tablation. Who I was there, Shigiles, Mareches, Akesha, Kleilenes, Shutfes, the reins of the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol. He was the one that revealed the system which enables a relationship to take place. Two aspects of relationship, partnership and love. Reis. An almost marriage relationship that exists between the Jew and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hadvarim Nuvrim and Midrashat Chuma Pashas Lech Lecha Pere Gimel. It's manifest in the Midrash. The Yemer Hashem and Avram Lech Lecha. We all know the famous Pasuk Hashem says something in Lech Lecha. Zeh Shama Kosev Shama Bat Uri Vatayaz Nekha Vashachach Imcho Vabais Avicho. This is what the Pasuk in Tehillim says. Shami bat v'roi, listen my daughter and see. Vatei aznecho, bend your ear. V'shochach imcho v'beis avicho. And forget about v'shochachi, what's v'shochachi? And I will forget the imcho v'beis avicho. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. Explain to me, shomu basuri, vatei aznecho, ze avram. Who is, listen to me and see, bend your ear to pay attention. The Avram. The Shochach Imcha Rebeis Avichas the Avedis Kechavim Umezolim. And that is the those that worship Adam. And then the Pasuk continues. Vayisoye HaMelech Yaficho Zeh Melech Malchim Mechol Mechosh Bochu Hu Chofet Nesiyosei Baloy Mazel Lama Bo. He desires our beauty in Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. I'm shut. Okay, this is a midrash of his explanation. Let's see what he wants to get out of it. Avraham Avinu Haya Rishon Shegila Ki Mareches HaYechasim HaKaimus and HaKol Bochu Ubriya. Avraham Avinu was the first one that revealed that this relationship that exists between Hashem and the creation, Ki Mareches and Ishto Kegufa. The relationship, how do you define your relationship? So how do I define my relationship with a postman? The relationship. How do I define a relationship with my wife? Oh, that each relation has a different definition. Noah defined his relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a business. You tell me what to do, I do it. And Avinu defined the relationship between him and a Kodesh Baruch Hu as Ishtei Kegufa. We one thing, we're in business together, we love each other, husband and a wife. He understood that Hashem needs him. The man needs a wife. Hashem needs us. We somehow kviyachol ba'ezek kenegdor, whatever that means. Hashem kach yisad Avraham Avinu v'shol le'mo'ilam es yisrael midas hachesed. As a result of that, Avraham Avinu was that one which established this concept called olam chesed yibodeh. Midas hachesed. Avraham, we all know it's midas hachesed. Yitzhak is midas hagvura. Yaakov is midas tiferes. Yaakov is chesed. G'ikatsi shebe'anu chesed imun kodesh baruch hu. What's with chesed? The ultimate chesed, Rashi says, after rechaz kamoicho, rechaz Hashem. It's in chesed for Hashem, whatever that means. Kevavun b'rayam, emonah, dvorim pashas, whatever. Shreish perechalap, ancham, b'zorach hachalish, nishpotim. As it says in the Sefer of the Sifre Kodesh, Ugamilas Chesed, Hao Kuma, the Ha Em Chesed, Ele Hamit Chesed im Koinoi. So, I'm not dealing with that, I'm making breaking my teeth when he translates it, because whatever, it's not from God. Ugamilas Chesed, Ham Deinu, Shara Em Chosid, Ele Hamit Chesed im Koinoi. Who's a Chosid? Someone who's a Chesed Mashe. Who's a Zohar? שכל המצוות שמקיים מטרות הם לגאול מהם את השכינה. All the mitzvahs we do, the goal of all the mitzvahs we do is to reveal the Shechinah. ובזהו איזה חסד עם הקדוש ברוך הוא, and by that, he did חסד בקדוש ברוך הוא. The mitzvahs he did was מתן השכינה, and that's a חסד for Hashem. Why? Because Hashem wants people to know him, he wants to be involved in the world. That's a very, very brief summary of what we've been doing for the last 15 months, 150 pages. Avim ha'ini nesitcha. Lacha shilandainu ala archeinu v'chashimastainu v'akoreinu et ma'areches ha'yichlosim v'ayit Yisrael avim nesitcha. Na'avir shivashamay. Once we know who we are, and we know how important we are, and we know the relationship that with Hashem, and we understand how that works and what our place in this whole system is, Alayna Ladad Ketzad Chayim B'Pol Apiyah Marech is this. It's not enough to know all this. Now you have to know how you live like this. Next step, I know all this. I've got the theory. Now how do you live? Does your life look any different? Don't think and go look after my words and say, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us to do all these things. To remember the miracle. Allah the Zichron Echad Yala Adol Machshav Esani V'Lo Yishkach Mipiz Aleinu. Every year we've got to go through all the stuff of all the Maishim, of doing all the stuff, the Chiddush Pesach, to remember. Just remember, what's the problem? One thought and you remember. We're in Mitzvah, Hashem to do the Mitzvah. We have to go through all the common Pesach, and don't break the bone, meet the matzah, the morrow, and in 2 minutes, and tak, 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 tak. What I need to talk every year, I remember, no? Because it's not from Chochme that you grasp and hold of these thoughts. It's the thoughts of your youth that are bringing you to such thoughts. Listen to me, and if you think about it, if you analyze it using your Bina, listen to this. Bend your ear and listen. As David HaMelech. I'll teach you how a person is supposed to understand Torah and Mitzvah. Da, you should know. That a person is driven, is conducted, function according to his deeds, his actions. The libo the kolbach shavoyt of tamid achamaisav shuayt sebeh. And the heart and thoughts always go off to the deeds. In Toivim Imra, good or bad? Listen to this, it's clear. Rafili Rosh Gomer bin Avavar. The guy is a Rosh Gomer in his heart. All he thinks is evil thoughts. All he thinks about the whole day is how to steal more and murder more. That's all he thinks about. All day he's got raw, evil thoughts. Im yara rucho ve yisam ushtadlusa ve yasko ve hatsmada ve teiru mitzvah. If he will take a bit of the spirit that he will be oisek and be ushtadl in teiru mitzvah. He's still thinking evil thoughts or whatever, but he's out there learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, yeah? He's going to be learning Torah and thinking evil thoughts. Come on, Musa. Now, if he didn't learn Shem Shammai, he's not doing Shem Shammai. He wants to learn Torah or whatever, and learn Shem Shammai. He achle ha-poelit nimshochim ala vavos. Oh, sorry. Miyad! Miyad doesn't mean immediately. Miyad in the Rambam, in the Chinuch means Mukhrak, it will happen. That's what Miyad means. That means right away. We know that. We learn from one another, Tadik. But if you carry on, it will happen. Mukhrak. Miyad, you're not a toy. You won't bend to the good. But Koyach Maitzis Yomi Sayyay Torah. And via the action, he will destroy his Yay Torah. He'll kill him. Because after the deeds, the heart follows. This guy's a tzaddik omer. He only thinks the right thing, straight, beautiful, wonderful Torah thoughts. Chofet b'Torah mitzvah. He's only devised Torah mitzvah. In Ula Yasek Tomer b'dvarim shel doifi, will be involved in dvarim shel doifi. Things that are not the joke what a person understands Machavos of Elama is. Kielu Taima Derech Moshe Shehachricha Yamelech Humineu Vomenas Ra. Derech Moshe, the king of the country, will force him to do bad things. He's been telling how many he's had in his heart, but he's been forced to go out there and do not such great things. The MS in Kol Yisrael, Tomit, Kol Yisrael, Bo Yisrael, Manas, Yoshub, Lishman, Minas, Mani, Mitzvah, Kedivoy, Leish, Rosh Hagom. Pachat Meir. He will eventually come to leave all his good thoughts or whatever, and will become a Rosh Hagom. Ki Yodaya Hadova, the MS. Because it is known this thing and this truth. Shekoladam Nifol, Ketipu, Leisa. This is a mission. This is a sitar. Understand why? The Moshe Amaru. V'akein onu chachonim zeyekodoch l'hatsa ha-kodesh baruch hu l'hamokom l'zakas Yisrael l'fika chav l'em terem Yisrael. You know why you got so much stuff to do? Yeah? Most of the Torah is about doing. My thing. Very few mitzvahs you have to meditate about. You have to meditate about stocking. You have to go out there and actually give money. Yeah? You actually got to go and see some hundred times, not sit there meditating on the mystical value of, you know. Yeah, there are certain mitzvahs you got to think about, things that are vomit. But the fourth of them is an action. Think of how many mitzvahs, Kedei Lahat, Hit them, Kol Machshav, Kedei Lahat, Hit them, Kol Machshav, Kol Eskeidu. Hate is one of the purposes. So that you'll be busy doing good, you might become good. Thinking good the whole day, you can become a Rosh Hagomah. And you can take a Rosh Hagomah and make it into a tzaddik and turn it into the right thing. It's so godly chinuch with your kids and everything. Don't sit there trying to get your kids to buy into your philosophy. Don't you do good things. Okay. So now, why did I bring this now? Because now that we've been spending the last few months meditating on what a big tzaddik I am, and how wonderful I am, and how great I am, and how Kosh Boshu can't survive without me for 1 second. That's how important I am in the world. Now you have to know. Now you have to know. Mikdash Shvachot Kofonot. Now you have to know how to do this. Because if you don't do it, from all the mouth thoughts, you can mamish become Rachmat Litzvan. You know what? Now he's got a Gavaisen and said, look, now that you know all this, you're thinking good thoughts, you've got a bad start, but how do you stop yourself from becoming a Rosh Hashanah? You have to actually go out and do something about it. That's Yitzchak. And I'm on a chosid.
Why not? You can't be
chosid
if you don't know the truth.
Of course, but we just said that knowing what you do is not enough. You actually have to do it. You can know it all, you can be thinking it all, and you can be spending your whole day working on all the
problems
and chidim and the arizal of stuff in your head, but if you don't go out there and give some on each starter, you ain't done it.
Where's the mitzvah?
The mitzvah of not breaking the bone of the Pesach. Yeah.
Is that
going to
be the bottom of
the Pesach?
Why we give
him so many... He's coming to the end. It's right at the end of all. He's brought to the whole of Hilchus Pesach and the whole Rosh. It's right at the end. He brings... what do I need all this? This is gold. This tastes the... The chinuch itself. It tells you the chinuch. Alleen in het huis heet het geheim bepaald wie hem al weg heeft zoek. Ja, je kunt het doen. Maar wij zijn hier te hebben gelachen. Kiemel mij af en waarom is dat gore bij je dier. Schepan hem hier ook. Je hebt zo'n dimensie van fijn. Wat hebben we hier gedaan? Hier gaat het op de plek. What did he do? Became a good Avram Avinu. No, you realize that that's not enough. And Avram Avinu can produce the Yishmael. Avram Avinu produced the Yishmael. Not enough. It's the other aspect of it. Bonne the Yotzim Arechus Keshe Zu V'chai and Appeal. He took what he got from Avram Avinu and he lived like it. I'm not saying Avram Avinu didn't live like it either. But it wasn't a speciality. Yitzchak Avinu Omer HaAvoda. Yitzchak Avinu was a pillar of Avoda. Mahava Simon said it's cautious and even Avoda. He was that example, the dogma of what a person living down to a Kodesh Baruch Hu look like. In the Kabbalah of Omer HaAvoda, the sugya of the Kabbalah, which is the pillar of serving Hashem, it is deeply planted in the roots of Yitzchak. He himself was brought up onto the Akedah of the Mizbah. He was Makadish as Oile Tmima. The ashes of Yitzchak lie before him, says Hashem. Which ashes? He got up from his bath and went out. In Shemayim, he was Nikra, and he gave up his life at the Kolbe. How, what, where? Kol Chayim Shiyitzchak HaYish Shalsheles Achas Shal Dveitzus and Mitzilat Nefesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu Bitter Muchas Klapov Yisrael. Yitzchak's whole life was one chain, one link in the chain after the other of the Dovuk to Hashem and the Mitzilat Nefesh Hashem. Total nullification of himself. You don't get a big nullification, then army guards are on slip and checking you. That's quite a serious bit, yeah? He stole that watch.
Was it after 1?
1 o'clock.
After 1.
I'm going to stop after 1. A time should be enjoyed who low I echel says me Israel who ki Yitzhak wa yechel al yafarid mitzvot and shumela imok mashu shina. The reason why Yitzhak was unable, was not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, was because he couldn't leave the inner sanctum, the sanctuary of the king. The imok mashu shina. Because he was affecting that basis. Okay, we'll have to go back to the Shibah.
So he was the...